Bonneville. Drivers within the MD of Bonneville may need to keep an eye out for changing speed limits. Council passed a motion to increase and decrease speed limits on their roads throughout the municipality during the July 28 meeting. Matt Jans, General Manager of Environmental and Protective Services for the MD, said administration rounded up information about where there were opportunities to change how fast cars drove through various subdivisions and roads throughout the municipality. Overall, there were 24 roads that had recommendations to either increase or decrease the speed limit. There were a number of roadways that saw a 10-kilometer hike to 90 kilometers per hour, including Range Road 458 between TWP Road 630 and Highway 660, Range Road 485A between TWP Road 632 and WE 55, Range Road 475 between Highway 660 and TWP Road 620, Range Road 473 between Highway 55 and TWP Road 642, TWP Road 650 between Highway 897 and the Cold Lake Fish Hatchery, among others. All of the areas that saw a bump up in how fast drivers could go were engineered to handle these speeds. The width of the road and shoulder, grade, surface, and slopes were factors administration considered before making their recommendations. There are also a number of areas that will see decreases in their speed limits. According to Jans, any areas that saw drops were a direct result of recommendations from ratepayers or from the Public Safety Department. Generally speaking, the reductions have been recommended only in residential subdivisions, various or frequently traveled roadways where the engineering of the road, topography, width, and other considerations have been demonstrated that need for a reduction, he added. Pike Road, by the Bonneville Indian Métis Rehabilitation Center, will be reduced from 80 km per hour to 50 km. Narrow roadways and short untrimmed ditches were the reason for why TWP Road 604A between Range Road 470 and Range Road 471 and Range Road 420A were reduced. In June, council also passed a motion that would see subdivision speed limits across the municipality be reduced to 40 kilometers per hour. Count. Ben Fadiev wondered how the MD would be informing drivers of the changes to the speed limits in the coming months. Are we going to have soft reminders that it's going to be a new speed zone? Like a sign that would say, new, is that happening? I hope we're going to use those speed reduction signs and not giving out tickets as a reminder. Jans responded, once this was passed, we had to change our bylaws. We'll have some time to educate people, put some signage up to say that there's going to be some increases, and reductions. I don't see this happening for a few months, at least. It will give people some time to adjust and to know that there are going to be some changes. Then, after that happens, there will still be some education. We won't be going out there to write tickets, people have to adjust. Administration estimated that approximately 100 signs would be needed to re-sign all subdivisions' entrances, speed changes, and speed change ahead signs. The total expenses should come in at approximately $10,000. Robin Henry, Bonneville Nouvelle.